Coming up on another Big Footy Podcast off-season special, we talk to Fabian Kortz, the head of AFL Germany, about the game's development in Germany, about its hopes and its dreams in Germany, and we talk about its relationship with the AFL and its hopes and dreams for the International Cup. All that and more coming right up. Another episode of the Big Footy Podcast off-season, and with me tonight I have Fabian Kortz, the president of AFL Germany, and we're going to talk about the game's development and its league and its hopes and dreams for the International Cup coming up next year. Good afternoon, well, morning for you, Fabian.
Hi, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm learning a lot about the game, actually. I've been doing some research today. From what little sources I have about AFL Germany, and so am I right? It's six teams in the senior league over there.
That's right. We've got six teams in the competition, and that's been like that for about 5 years now. I think 4 or 5 years. Yeah.
And that's six senior teams, though, isn't it? If I read this right, you've got smaller Metro League teams as well, or is this including Metro League teams?
No, we've got smaller Metro League teams as well. So sort of the bigger league clubs play their own intra-club leagues kind of thing to give everyone the opportunity who doesn't make it to the 22 who play every couple of weeks to get a game as well.
So you're playing full-size, like 18-a-side games, like with interchange and everything?
Well, We've adjusted it to 16 aside, but if both teams bring enough players, so if both teams have 22 available, they can go up to 18 aside.
Yep.
But both teams need to agree.
Fair enough. So you play on an oval or you play on a rectangle?
No, we play on an oval. The only problem is we basically, most clubs play in public parks, so we're trying to find like a pitch of grass somewhere, set up our own goalposts, chuck some cones down and line out the boundary.
Cool. How many players would you do you have actually playing the game in Germany at the moment?
It's been pretty stable around the last couple of years with about 250 to 300 players, which has been pretty good. And then in the smaller metro leagues, we don't really record the numbers, but there's probably another 100 around, so, yeah.
Now, am I right in thinking that there's actually a team that's in Germany but actually plays in the Czech League? Is that right?
Yeah, that's right, that's right. That's the Dresden Wolves, and one of the guys who used to play in the Rhineland team, so in Cologne in the very west of the country, moved to Dresden, which is in the very east of the country. It used to be former the German Democratic Republic of Germany, and the traffic conditions over there are still kind of slowish, let's call it that. So for them... Sorry?
No, I was just... laughing.
Okay. For them to go over to Prague, the capital of the Czech Republic, is much quicker than trying to make a trip up to Hamburg or over to Cologne. For that reason, for the traffic conditions. And the Czech league plays 9-a-side, and obviously it's much easier to find, say, 9 to 15 people to field a team rather than trying to find 20 to 25 to field a full side team in the German League.
So how many players did you say you have in Germany?
Around 250 to 300.
So it's about on. Well, it's slightly more than they've got in Ireland. The Mr. Quigley was saying that they had 200 odd over there, and they played, they basically played 14 a side.
Yeah, could be. I think last year at the AFL Europe meeting, it was pretty much the same numbers in Denmark, Ireland, and Germany. So wouldn't say one of the countries is bigger or smaller or something.
Obviously,
Ireland has got the advantage that they're playing Gaelic football over there, so the sport is much closer to, or Aussie rules is much closer to the people there than it is over here in Germany.
How many Australians would you have playing in the league, like expat Australians or Australians coming through in the league at any time?
Could I give you an estimate? I'm not 100% sure, but it would be maybe up to 100. So I would say a third of the players are Australians.
Okay.
But that varies from club to club a little bit. So.
Yeah. sorry. There was an article in a regional newspaper over here, I don't know if you saw this, about a German exchange student. Jan Schuster was his name. And he played at the Macedon Football and Netball Club in the under-18s here. He's from Stuttgart. Apparently was completely unaware that they have Australian football in Germany.
Yeah, that's what we hear a lot. A lot of people come back and have never heard about it. But that's what we're trying to, I guess, change a little bit at least. Make people aware that we're around. And, yeah, through Facebook and all the social media, can work quite well.
Yeah. Just a couple of years ago, there was not necessarily a win. I think your predecessor, forgive me if I get this wrong, but Malt Schudlik.
Yeah.
And he was basically saying that there had been little to no support from the AFL. At that time, you got a couple of footies along the way, but really no support at all. And this was in 2009. Has that changed at all since then? Like, do you get any support from the AFL?
Well, a couple of teams have got sort of partner club agreements with teams from the AFL, and they get gear every now and then and footies and that. But I think if you say money support or we're getting a whole bunch of footies every year, that's definitely not the case. But the support has been great through the AFL Europe, which is more of an administrational support. So organising the European Championships, organising the EU Cup, asking them about rules and all that kind of thing, umpiring. So I guess in that sense it has changed because of the formation or the setup of the AFL Europe, which is basically, as far as I'm aware, funded by the AFL. But yeah, no footies or any sort of hardware is coming over here. So.
Fair enough. What are the plans for the near future for AFL Germany? Like, where do they go from here?
Because of the huge distances we travel, we'd really like to sort of find a better league structure, I guess, which would mean that we include some of the smaller metro league clubs into the bigger league, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, the distance is Berlin to Stuttgart or Munich to Hamburg. It's some 800 Ks, and that's where you're going down on a Saturday morning and going back up on a Saturday night or a Sunday morning, so the next day in the morning.
Yeah.
And it's quite a financial burden you've got there. And also for the players, it's a whole weekend gone.
Yep.
Rather than just rocking up to the game in the morning and then going back home at night. And it's quite... gets quite tiring, I think. For the new guys who come in, play the first year, play the second year, it's exciting because they're doing it for their first time. But, yeah, I think it needs to change to make it more competitive and to get more people involved.
Yep.
Because if you're here, we're playing in Munich as a new player. Oh, you're playing 800 k's away, so from Adelaide, you're saying, the next game is over in Melbourne.
Yeah.
You're sort of hesitant towards actually going to play.
No. Yeah, no, that's fair enough. So the International Cup's coming up. You guys are are you guys coming down for that?
We're still working with sponsors. Obviously, Germany's quite a viable economic country, and there's a lot of German branches of companies over in Australia, and we're trying to work out a sponsorship deal with them. It depends on that. We thought about previously about the model the Danish have used before, that they basically set up the team and the players save themselves the money in the 12 months leading up to the International Cup. But we want to try and see if we can get a sponsor. If we do, we're definitely coming either. And it's, I guess, a 50-50 chance at the moment. But since we've played for 10 years now in a quite a good league, I think, quite a sustainable league, and playing 16 aside, I think we should go over at some stage. So,
well, you'd be, if you're 16 aside and playing on an oval, it puts you ahead of, I know the Irish guys, they play on rectangles, for instance. I mean, you'd be right up there with anyone else that actually plays on an oval all the time. So,
absolutely, that's what I'm thinking. And we've been around for such a long time and have never really stepped up on the international level. So it kind of comes time to do that.
If one was to, a friend of mine was in England, and he turned up to play for the Putney Magpies over there.
Yeah.
I mean, I assume that you get some tourists coming through to do that every now and then?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, we've been working to get a new website up and running for quite a while. It hasn't been up, and it's been too expensive to do, or people have let us down who were supposed to do it. And but as soon as a new website comes up and running, we're going to link all of that to Facebook and Twitter, and there's a... I know from the team in Hamburg, which was quite funny. Oh, I played for them as well. But the former president did an interview on the Could Have Been Champions on the ABC.
Yeah.
I think last year or a couple of years ago. And we got two players through that because one of the players' granddads in the Murray River region somewhere heard it on the radio and told his grandson that there's footy in Germany. So it was sort of like, whatever you do, you always get something positive out of it. So whether it's an interview on a radio show in Australia or that kind of thing. So,
well, this goes out to the Big Footy website, which when I told you in the email, this gets published to the biggest forum in Australia for Australian rules football.
Yeah.
And also gets published to my personal blog, which is read by about 20 people, but also to a website called The Raw, which is a sports news website. This will be seen by a few people. That's why I do the write up as well as the interview.
So yeah, that's fantastic.
It's
that's
hopefully it helps out along the way. Just getting back to the development and the issues that you guys got. You guys were tied at one point with tied in a little bit with Gridiron in Germany. Is that right?
It was the plan to do that a few years ago, but it would have required us to become part of the American Football Association, and in each state we would have had to become part of these, like, the state associations, and that proved a bit difficult for some of the clubs. We're still working on it because it gives a much better platform when we're talking to sort of the separate states and getting funding and that, because we're obviously with 300 players and, I don't know, maybe 500 members in the clubs, not big enough to create any forum towards or for funding. But if we become part of American football, we could get all that funding. But we're still talking about that, whether we do it or not. And yeah, but we've never been tied with them. So
okay, cause just the article that I'm reading from 2009 at the moment. Mr. Shudlik, your predecessor there, said they've got the money. He said they were happy to take us on board. They approached us. It doesn't mean we have to do anything for them. They're just like an umbrella thing. So that's, I mean, you're saying that hasn't happened yet.
No.
But, yeah, it's still on the cards for the future, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, American football is quite a different sport, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
Whatever helps Aussie rules in Germany, I'll take it. So.
Well, if you're not getting a hell of a lot of funding from anyone else, you've got to take it where it comes, I suppose.
Exactly.
What's your relationship like with other continental leagues? Like, I don't know anything about distance, and my geography off the top of my head is pretty bad at the moment. But, I mean, obviously, if you've got some relationship with the Czech League if they're stealing your teams?
Oh, yeah, they're not really stealing our teams. It was, we've got a pretty good relationship to the Danish League, which is especially from Hamburg, where I'm based. It's about a 3-hour drive to the next footy team in Denmark.
Oh, okay.
Here in Hamburg, we had a Danish team visiting a couple of years ago for pre-season friendly. A couple of other Danish teams have come down, and I think the Cologne team went up to Copenhagen to play a game. So that's been pretty good with Denmark because they play 16-a-side as well. I think now they've mixed it to 9-a-side and 16-a-side, so they're doing like a development league and a proper senior league. Apart from that, there's not too many leagues around, really. The French play in the European winter, so against our season. So.
Okay. The Euro Cup you were talking about earlier, how do you guys go there?
We had we finished proudly last, I guess, European Championships in Dublin in August. We had a few injuries along the way and just beforehand, so we had to go up there a little bit undermanned, and during the tournament it didn't become any better, so we had a few guys who were going into the tournament injured, and I mean, the other teams, they've played football for quite a while, so they've got the advantage of having rugby and, I guess, the Irish Gaelic football as their main sport. And the transition to Aussie rules is not as far as from, say, here in Germany, it's predominantly soccer, and then you're trying to play Aussie rules. We're hoping to improve that over the next few years. I don't know, 5 years ago or something, Germany finished second in the EU Cup, which is only a 9-a-side tournament, but still, it was something to build on, so.
Okay. Now I've done that bit. It's, it was a good talk. I'm just fascinated by what's going on overseas at the moment. And that we don't get a lot of coverage of it down here, and I'm trying to boost that in whatever small way I can down here.
Yeah. Well, I'm closely attached to the Hamburg team as well, and I'm one of the founders of the Hamburg team.
Yeah.
And so what we've done here is boost Facebook and Twitter and all that kind of stuff a fair bit. So there's now some 750 people on Facebook that are liking our page and so reading everything we post on there. And actually, a lot of them are from Fremantle, and so from Western Australia.
Well, you're the Dockers there, aren't you, in Hamburg?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And we get a lot of, I guess, support through that, and a lot of people. Well, we've got a whole range of merchandise, sort of hoodies and that kind of thing, and we ship them over to Australia as well. So. Whatever grows a game, and people ask about it, what it is, if you wear a Hamburg Dockers t-shirt, it takes a little bit of effort to set it up at the beginning, but after that it just goes itself, and it's good fun doing it, and all the guys that send us emails when we win a game from Australia that we've, so no one from the team knows these guys in Western Australia. It's just random people sort of that like that we're playing over here.
I mean, how long have you been involved in the game for over there?
Pretty much exactly 10 years now, a little bit more than 10 years. So we started the Hamburg team at the beginning of 2003.
And did you play over here in Adelaide when you were over here?
Yep, I played for Unley Jets.
Nice. Okay. Now, if I wanted to get involved in AFL Germany or in a club in Germany, where would I go for that? How would I get involved?
Jump on the website, even though it's still under development, aflg.de, or on Facebook, Australian Football League Germany, or on Twitter, same thing, Australian Football League Germany. You can pretty much find us everywhere. Just send us a message, and we get back to you and forward you the information for the closest club you need.
Now, your teams are in Berlin, Frankfurt, Hamburg, Munich, Stuttgart, and Rhineland. Where is Rhineland?
Rhineland is Cologne, In the western region of Cologne. Yep.
I should have asked this before, actually, but what team do you support in the AFL?
Carlton.
Oh, welcome to my arms, my friend. Thank you very much for coming on, Fabian.
Thank you.
I've been talking to Fabian Kortz, the president of AFL Germany, and thank you for listening.